And Kathy keeps sending me these emails. She says, I'm not nagging, but you have no title for your sermon. I said, amen. We'll get around to the title. And today, and the scripture we're going to read, and this reading from the fourth verse in the third chapter in the book of 2 Corinthians, and reading from the New King James. And we have such trust through Christ toward God. Not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think of anything as being from ourselves, but our sufficiency is from God. Boy, it sounds like Rich is still up here praying, don't you think? Our sufficiency is from God, who also made us sufficient as ministers of the new covenant. Just in case you have a question in your mind, you are all ministers. You've accepted Jesus Christ, and you all to be used of Him to reach out to others. Sufficient as ministers of the new covenant, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter kills. That is not a beat around the bush type of statement. That is not a kind of slide in. That is a very simple, straightforward statement from the writer who was led of God to print this. For the letter kills, but the Spirit. But the Spirit gives life. Amen. Heavenly Father, add a blessing under the reading of your word today. In Jesus' name, amen. The title, freedom. Freedom. Ties in with everything, doesn't it? What was the name of our group that was here on Friday night? Freedom. The letter kills, but the Spirit gives life. I saw on Friday night such a wonderful freedom of spirit about how God, in His wisdom, allows people to come in and minister, being used of His Holy Spirit in the freedom of that Spirit. People come in, all different denominations, all different church associations, walking in, simply placing a smile upon their face, the warmth within their heart that God gives, and sitting back and just drinking in the goodness of God. Terry probably played too loud. Let's see. We were probably off on some notes on some of our songs over there. The sanctuary was probably too warm. Amen, amen, amen. Rich probably set some of the people in the wrong seat over there. What else to do wrong? I'm trying to figure out. Let me see what else. We got a whole list of things that you may come in and you may think you might, but I'll tell you one thing. If God is in it, the freedom of His Spirit leads, guides, directs, and He will be praised through it. I saw people from Franconia, Methodists and Baptists, coming out to me and shaking my hand, said, my, it is good to see you, brother. I saw people just giving together and giving hugs and giving warmth and kindness. Why? Because of the freedom of God's Holy Spirit. We were not doing anything sufficient of us. It was only through God, through God, through God, do you feel that freedom. And I tell you one thing, I felt good. I couldn't go to sleep. I was done with the concert. We went to IHOP. I had the 5-star $4.99 special, and I ate that. Boy, I don't know what it was. I could have been at the hotel for 2 nights in a row or something. I just couldn't sleep. I turned. And I just was overwhelmed with God's feeling of freedom within His house to worship Him in spirit and in truth. Freedom. Rich, he was praying today, and I'd talked to Josh beforehand about on the sign about freedom being a quartet, and I called him on the phone. I said, brother, I said, you better bring somebody else with you. Rich has got it on the sign, your quartet. Old Josh started to laugh. He says, well, nothing else, brother. We'll have God singing with us, won't we? I said, amen. And I said, well, I'm not even going to say a word to him. I'm going to wait and let you handle that when you get here, Josh. And he laughed. And he said, well, tell you one thing. We are looking forward to it. It rolled in early. Early. Just to spend a little time together in God's presence. Just to kind of talk about stuff and life and what's been going on. The freedom that you have with God's people. The freedom that you have when it is centered about His will. It's a freedom that will lift your burdens like nothing else. Back in 1876, put your little thinking caps. I don't remember the year exactly myself, but the British government passed what is known as the Merchant Shipping Act for all of you Coast Guard retirees. And what the Merchant Shipping Act is simply that on the boat, on the ship, they would put a mark on it out on the bow. And if the rating of the ship, if it was overloaded, this mark would slip under the waterline. So you could look out immediately and tell whether or not a ship had been overloaded. This mark was called the Plimsoll mark, named for the gentleman who was instrumental in getting this law passed. I saw people walk in on Friday night and their Plimsoll mark was underwater. Amen. I saw people walk in with burdens. I saw people walk in with a lot of things. Terry played too loud. The church was too hot. Rich set them in the right places. We probably had the chairs on the wrong side of the church, didn't we, brother? I don't know. You passed out the wrong candy to the wrong. See? I didn't get my little cinnamon that I wanted. I had to settle for this old, what's that thing? Jolly Roger. The parking was bad. Some people, you know, I can't even park on the street out there. Everything was wrong. And the old Plimsoll mark was hidden with the burdens. But oh my goodness, when the hymns were being sung and the smiles would start to break across people's faces, and the Spirit of God just started to lift, started to build. I could see everybody just sit like they were sitting just a little taller towards the end of that concert. They were sitting close together because we had a lot of people in here. But I saw God through His will, through being simply sufficient upon Him, I saw burdens being lifted, lifted, lifted. The comments that the fellows had, and I tell you, it was a joy. It was a joy to be here. They are talented. Yes, they are talented. God has given them great talents, which they have chosen to use for His glory. But much more so than that, they are led of the Spirit. Josh to me says, well, he says, normally I sit down with the pastor beforehand. We have a little quiet time. We go over the program, which we are going to go through that night. He said, we never do that at your church because we have no idea of how it is going to go once we get started. And I felt so good that people would come and just feel that they are welcome within the house of the Lord to lift up His name in song. That old mark on the boat, it just started to rise. It started to rise up. I could see people who were sharing. Brother Kim walked in, shook my hand later on. He said, I heard you talked about me. I said, yes, I did, brother. I don't think he got here until about 7:35. He was late to come in. He had to sit over here next to the office. We had so many people over there. But he had called me with a message. I have an individual that I want you to pray for. I don't know if I will make it to the concert tonight, but I know you will pray. How's that make you feel when you come to church for a concert? Didn't say anything about, I know you're going to sound good, because he heard us before. Didn't say anything, oh, I know it'll be a good offering. Nope. Didn't say you'll have a lot of people. Nope. He said, I know you'll pray. Planting season is here. For those of you that have looked at your calendar, September. If you want your grass to look nice, get busy. Want to argue with about? Come on, argue. There's a nursery that has a sign, and I love it. The best time to plant a tree is 10 years ago. The best time to plant a tree is 10 years ago. And the second best time to plant a tree is today. I like that. Jesus, in his wisdom, God upon this earth, he used a lot of illustrations about planting. Now, those of you who have been to school and been to college, that's a little thing that you, it's a term that if you don't know the definition of, you will definitely learn. Whether you went to Valley Forge or Mary Washington or James Madison or Washington University over here, GW, wherever you went to, there's a term called cramming. Now, what is cramming? Get the coffee on. Right? Get the coffee on. Dig in. All night long, we're going to get it figured out. We're going to come up with the answers. Here we go. We're going to cram. Farmers don't cram. They can't. Right now, we're right at the end of the harvest season. The tomatoes, the corn, green beans, all those good things. But they can't cram. They can't go there and be all busy and try to increase their harvest. No. They know that they have to plant at the proper time. And I believe there's something to learn. Jesus, in his wisdom, so many times used illustration about planting, 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 planting. Do your work. Drop those seeds. And God will give the increase in his time. Sunday morning in that room, that is a seed planting room. I believe it. The guys getting out of here and practicing, that is a seed planting time. God wants to prepare our hearts for what he wants to do. For the letter kills, but the Spirit, the Spirit of God, gives life. I saw people hugging. I saw tears flowing. I heard an invitation and hands were being raised. Pray for me. Boy, doesn't that make your heart feel good? It's not about the music. It's not about the harmonies. But I tell you, those guys were in tremendous blend. It's not about the laughter, but I laughed as much as I've ever laughed in a concert on Friday night. I felt the joy of the Lord, and through that joy, I felt strength. And I felt free within his Spirit. And that's where I want to be. Tired of being burdened down, shackled. Get it right all the time. No, we don't get it all right all the time. I don't know if we get it right most of the time. But there is one thing that I do know. Within our hearts, we have an attitude of more of God, less of me. Allowing God to lead. Now, Terry, at this part of the service here, she starts to play a little bit. And I like that. I enjoy it. You may think it's him telling me to be quiet here soon. I don't know what you may think in your mind. I don't take it that way. Whatever intent he has. But there's a chorus that we sang, and we're going to sing it again. We practiced this chorus a little bit earlier. So you might as well just open your books up again to hymn number 43. Through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God. But notice, this is at Scott Air Force Base in Belleville, Illinois. There's a sign there that they have up on the wall. It says, an untrained soldier is just a target. An untrained soldier is just a target. We have a job to do. God has allowed us for some reason to just have people or just some of the warmest people I've ever met in my life right here at Mount Calvary Community Church. We have a responsibility to share the love of Christ. We need to prepare ourselves for what God is going to allow us to do for Him. We need to have our soldiers that are warm, loving, kind, tender. We need to have our soldiers that are dressed and ready, prepared for the challenges that lie ahead. I like the prayer request, and I'll finish on this. I approve this message today.